Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
You can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls, the envy
of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them. The finest women I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good fashion. High fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man masturbates. Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8, her flight lands at 9, my game just rewind. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
Screaming, who that bitch? Mind your business, nigga.
Go, 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 go
fucking with the dog when you fucking with the dog. Rip that nigga's off, faggot nigga saw. Remember me from my dog? I had some scary talk. My name is ringing bells in penitentiary cells. I make your dog rebel. Ain't hard to tell. You never really wanted it, so the mic is up the front of it. Out of 16 shots, I'ma hit. The 20 of you niggas am I gonna get? Thought you knew what I was gonna spit. This time with this rhyme, but by the end of it, y'all niggas is gonna be like, yo, X-scripted. Yeah, my thing is usual, it's never gonna stop. Cats can't be for real. I got this shit locked. Is that a game or a joke? Say the name and get smoked. Simple as that, simple as black. Get a joke. Hit them all up to the coach. Now you losing your life. A dog is a dog for life.
Yo, 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 I don't know about y'all, but these remixes, man, is bringing back some nostalgia. The energy is just so pumping. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic Dark Knight. Are you in the building? What's up, bro?
Come on, man. You know who the co-pilot is tonight. Like every Thursday, this is what we do when we do what we do, and it's all for you, the listeners. J-Rock, the wise son, next to Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Bruh, the remix is, oh, my God.
Bruh.
I had other plans. But this plan beats that plan. Let's get into it. How you doing,
yes,
man?
Yes, sir. Sir, man, I am doing phenomenal, bro. It's Friday Eve. We getting it in tonight. We is getting it tonight. Yo, the dial-in number, if you listening in online and you be hearing this fire and you want to jump in, 319-527-6300, and by all means, please press 1. Yo. But, J-Rob.
You want to tell him? You want to tell him? You want to tell him?
Tell him? Okay, I'll tell him.
You want right. to tell him?
Ladies
tell
and
him.
Gentlemen,
tell
ladies
him.
And gentlemen,
come on, tell
can I introduce y'all to our guest co-host of the evening? She is none other than Rain. Rain, welcome to the Get Down.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Now,
Poetic. Hey. Now, Poetic, you know I'm over here in music heaven, right? You already know.
You been here. Hold on. Now I got all mics. Hold on. What about this one right here? What about this one?
Hey.
Come on, y'all. What y'all poets know about this remix right here?
I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Come on now.
I thought I told you that we won't stop.
All right. That's enough.
I hope my chair survives tonight because it's getting all this work.
Listen, I know that's right.
Y'all needs to check the event because it's gonna be popping.
Man,
I'm just saying.
Yes. Let's give a quick shout out to our illustrious CEO, For Real, the poet Douglas Shaw, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox, who is also the CEO of tonight's sponsor, Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw?
Raw. I got mine.
You got yours?
I got mine. We gotta
got
to get green hugs. But I got mine.
I need to get mine.
We
got to
get Rain Hugs, Van. Van, we
got
to take care of Rain.
We got to. So, yo, check this out. Tonight's show, in case y'all haven't figured it out, you know what? I'm not going to say it. J-Rob, tell them about tonight. Because I want to let it out, but I'm going to hold it back. But I'm going to let J-Rob tell everybody.
Listen, Linda, listen, tonight on the Get Down, we want you to bring on any piece that you got that you remixed. So if you got a piece that's your favorite or somebody else's piece that's your favorite, put a little salt and pepper on it. Put a little sazon on it. Put a little flavor, light a match, remix that puppy and bring it to the mic so that we can hear what you do with your pen when you remix that joint. Y'all ain't ready for this one. We told you we had something special coming. And first it was rain, second is the remix. What you think, Van?
Yeah, I hope they're ready. I hope they're ready.
They're not ready.
If y'all have not heard Rain, let me explain how blessings work. Prayers go up to the grand architect of the universe. Blessings come down. And this week we happen to be blessed by a poetess whose poetry stands on its own platform. We happen to be blessed by a woman who's in her own record groove. We happen to be blessed by a poet who can make it rain. Van, I can't wait to hear what you
got
with her.
And
I'm amped to have her with us this evening. Can I say any more?
Yeah.
Can I say any more? Or did I tell them what you told me?
Go ahead, man. You didn't get it.
I told them what you told me. I told them what you told me when you said that Rain was going to be on the show, and you said that Rain was coming on, and she was going to do what she was going to do, so she could do what she do. And you said, John, you're not going to understand it. I said, I believe it because I trust you. I heard her, and now I trust her. Now that she's family, I can't wait for her to make it rain.
Let's get it. Well, listen. Why wait?
You know what?
Why wait?
Let's sign a contract right now.
That's right. Since you were the honoree guest hostess of the evening, and you happen to be a female, we would love it if you would grace us with your remix piece first, because I know it's locked and loaded, right?
It is.
Well, listen. Why don't you go ahead and get on down?
Wait, Van. We have to introduce Rain correctly. See, Rain, when you go on other shows, people are going to say, the mic is yours. Please bless us. Do your thing. On the get down, we never say none of that. On the get down, Van Meadows and I will turn the mic over to you. We're going to back away. And the key phrase here is go on and get on down. So that's your thing.
Yes.
Do your thing. And I can't wait to hear it. I'm going to step back. Van, you want to step back with me, brother? Let her go ahead.
Yeah, I'm stepping back. Absolutely.
I mean, since this is the get down, I brought the remix to play me. I want you to play me. All of me, from beginning to end, and then repeat again. Not like Spotify, Tidal, Pandora, whatever. No. You don't get to select and choose parts of me. I'm old school. To play me, you must first make an investment. Not money, but time, interest, and awareness. To play me, you must hear me, feel me. Learn me. Learn my lyrics and the melodies in between. I'm a classic. Like a record, I'm strong but still pliable. You must handle me with care. To scratch a scar or allow me to get warped from your neglect, this would alter the total experience. I don't want any parts of me to be missed or skipped. So with that, when you find yourself lost in the textures of my bass and the climax of my crescendo, unable to resist and craving more, I invite you to hum upon the ring of my vinyl. Remove my cover and grip me carefully. Slide two or three fingers in my center. Gently place me upon the table to turn me. Select the speed at which your needle shall smoothly caress the circular depths of my groove. Rotate and spin me as your needle digs deeper, and I scratch back upon your back with a melody that makes you move through me. Feel the sensation of the vibrations building. Feel that pop and crackle just before the shift. now we're starting to sound a lot like that perfect R&B mix. Your rhythm in my blues, we lose ourselves. Play me. Creating sound waves as you press play and listen until you hear me sing that hook and you hook me. I rock and sway in and out of tempo as my hips rotate and get lost in the rhythm of your song. Damn, I love your song. Play me, groove with me, skip my beats and find me right where you want me. Play me, pause me, rewind me faster. Now, slow down. Stay with it. We be that number one hit. Just play me and fast forward a bit, yeah? That's it. Now stop. Let's feel this. Let's let this breathe so we can catch our breath. And now, play me, slowly wind me in any direction you find me. Pause, rewind, and play me, repeat. Beat my box with your bars, write your lyrics, and let me hear it. Spit it, get it, give it. Just play me. Be the boom in my box. That's my spot. See, whatever you do, don't stop. Just play me in slow motion as you contemplate new ways because, baby, I've been playing you. That's right.
Really?
Yo. Yo.
This is what we're doing? God.
This is what we're doing tonight, huh?
This is what we're doing.
This is the remix you bring in. Yo.
I mean, this is the get down, right?
At least you know where you at, girl.
I got something I just need to just let off just for a hot second since you went there.
I'm a flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Winking eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's
I mean, I'm just saying. What else can
yeah,
you
I'm just
say
saying.
After a piece like that? What else can you say?
Not a whole lot.
Thank you, bro.
Ray, that
I
was
think
not,
y'all
not,
making
not,
me blush, and that's hard to do. So,
man, so. Not a lot, man.
Ooh,
not a lot, man. Man.
Listen, let's give a little history on that piece. Right, when Rain first did this piece, it's an old piece, and she said, which prompted tonight's show, you know what, I need to remix that. So, what? Girl, you going to remix that? You going to remix that piece? I can't wait to hear it. As a matter of fact, bring it tonight while you host with that remix piece. And I hope y'all enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed it, because hoo-wee, that was fire. I can't wait to hear y'all. Turn the AC up a little bit.
Turn that AC up a little bit. It's about to get hot.
But you know, I'm anxiously waiting for both of you, right? So.
Well, we kind of got
something. We have
special
something.
Lined up.
We got something.
We got something. We got something.
Since we had a guest host, we got something. Van, you want to? You know what, Van? I'm gonna stand back. Matter of fact, I'm gonna stand back and stand next to you and let you start and go ahead and get on down.
All right, bro. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Is that what you said before you unloaded your clip into me? Maybe it was the way you wrapped your arms around my neck. But when I said I couldn't breathe, you said, check, another dead nigga, see? I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
Let me find my way to correct you, choke you, hold you, until there's no more of you. Let me see what you do when that voodoo is back to you. I see what you do when that choke hold was on me, and it was now on you.
When I was squeezing the last little bit of life out of you. Oh, you's a big fella, minding your own business. Even when I'm buying some iced tea and Skittles, I'm tired of you getting away with murder. Prosecutors sitting on cases while bodies keep getting colder. No justice for the injustice, pushing up daisies, no ifs, ands, or maybes. You became the executioner, violating my civil rights again? You the accuser? Can't even tell me what I did. No sweat, homie. They not getting off the grid. You see, you shoot to kill. Training taught you this and still at close point blank range, I'm not a threat. I'm on the ground subdued yet. I'm not a killer, but don't push me.
Now we got this game of Russian roulette. The ramifications of a deceased pig ain't something that you want to bet against. See what I go through when I'd rather go through you? But you ain't trying to talk about that shit when I've been running through, because of all of you and all the ill, and I'll be damned if I let you get away with it until something else that you think that you will do.
I'm angry, black, and in disbelief that you go on unpunished while my life is finished. The ancient ones that came before me told me in my dreams that they would become reality. And here we are fighting for our civil rights in the land of the free. Free for who? Because everyone that looks like me sees it too. Our rights are disrespected. Our rights are violated. Where's the threat? I could name a number of white suspects that killed and slaughtered. Yet here they are standing on trial to be remembered. I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
So let's play this disrespect for disrespect and see what happens next. When you get what you get, when your chin gets checked, punch for punch, panel for panel, how are you going to react when you see eye of a black man's barrel that will set the barrel that will set in before your demise? Or will you beg for me not to hurt you with those tears in your eyes? Or will you not see what I hear, your pleas, as if it's true? Should I believe you when you said you have children too? Come closer so you can hear me whisper what you said to me easily. Fuck you.
Tupac was right all along. We still believe that you partner with a badge, think you are above the law even when you're on edge. Unless you're a black cop and kill a white woman, then the segregation begins again. So much for the code of the black and blue. Yet you cry Blue Lives Matter too. When will you wake up and realize that all lives matter? But you killing the black lives that do matter. They matter to the families you took them from, the communities that needed them. You're eating a family dinner. You still have a future, but we're looked upon as a loser. I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
So let me get this straight. All we are to you is bait. All we are just black bodies and cannon fodder, but you can't see that American society has a cancer survivor? Because this bullshit makes me want to holler. You can't be serious, or you must be delirious, that this keeps happening to people that looks like me and keeps happening to all of us. I mean, come on now, what the fuck?
See, you sparked a movement unto the hottest degree. So hot that we will unite to fight your racial disparities while you continue to act according to the Republican Party's agenda of extinction of the black race. Not in this time and space. Drugs and hate of self couldn't wipe us out. Now you use the ability to hide behind the law, no doubt, to appease your itchy trigger fingers. See, I'm not a killer, but don't push me. That's that piece.
Out. I like that.
Yeah, that was hot, Jay.
I like that. I like that a lot. That's that spit right there.
So if I could get my phone off mute, that shit was fire. So powerful. So powerful, gentlemen. Wow. I'm covered in goosebumps, really.
Thank you.
That was Van.
That was J-Rod.
No, that was your collaboration. Y'all set the whole fucking place on fire.
Well, thank you. We appreciate
that. Van, you want to give him the history of that piece, bro, and how I came into the remix?
Absolutely. So the history of that piece, many of you have heard that piece. I wrote that piece for our show that was regarding the Eric Gardner's officer verdict of not guilty. So I couldn't think of any other person that I would love to hear verses on this other than my brother, J-Rod, the wise son. And did he not do it justice? Did he not? Oh, my bro.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you for asking me. That's the most humbling part, that you trust. You trust me enough to add something to this and make it a little something extra on the remix side. So I want to say thank you for that, bro, and salute to you. This piece has always been dynamic. So thank you.
Oh man, thank you, bro.
And thank you too.
You know, I feel like Tupac and Snoop. You know, two of America's Most Wanted. That's got to be one of the hardest collabs in the world.
Indeed. Y'all did that.
Well, y'all
body
you.
That for real.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you. But listen.
Thank you.
Listen, Rain. Listen, J-Rob. We got some poets lined up, y'all. We, man, we got a squad of poets from the Epiphany Radio Universe that's ready to get in on this remix. So are y'all ready? I mean, are y'all
chomping
ready?
Chomping at the bit.
But listen,
I'm ready.
First artist on the mic, we have Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, everybody. And welcome,
hey.
Miss Rain.
Hey, lady. What's going
hey.
On?
I've been anxious for this all week. I spent my entire day working on this remix yesterday.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
We ready.
No.
Baby. Let me remix Frills, baby, baby. A baby. Well, listen, we're going to let Rain do the honors of bringing you to the mic the proper way, because I can't wait to hear this. So, Rain, would you please usher Miss Lips to the stage?
So, welcome to the Get Down. The mic is yours. Is that right, gentlemen?
Wait, baby. Back up a little bit, beloved.
Okay.
When we pass the mic, ask the person.
Give me right.
Ask the person, is their piece ready?
Locked and loaded, right?
No. Ask them, is their piece ready, baby, just to get down. Is your piece ready?
Okay.
And if your piece is ready, we're going to step back and let you go ahead and get on down.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
But he said,
so Lisa.
What he said.
Yeah.
Is your piece ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I am going to step on back and let you get on down.
All right. This piece came from the piece that I did for the 30 and 30 challenge in April. This was my piece 15 that was called Writing the Balance. And I pulled a verse from it and created this piece called Balance, the Rebirth. Try and feel what it would be like if you had no singular identity. Born on the cusp between black and white, bright and curious but shunned by everyone because you kind of look white, but you really act black. Alabaster skin and an eight-rock soul place me plumb in the center. Till I speak. Then you understand that my spirit came through the middle passage from Nigeria, strong and tall, a warrior, sold as Mandingo, strapping buck, met fate, and I was bred like equestrian gold because my seed made good stock. Till Mrs. brought me in during the midday sun, giving way to a cinnamon birth that was said to be rape. So I was made strange fruit to strike fear in all who saw because if they killed him, they kill us too. Cinnamon is raised as house stock, but Massa hates me enough to punish me in the kitchen and the library behind the hen house till I bear seed. And honey is born with Massa's skin and light eyes. So he gives her to Mrs. to raise. Shunned by Mrs. and hated by Massa, she comes up strong because of the love from Mama Sin. Because I care for her and treat her precious. Till one day she slips up and calls me Mama. I came through Mrs. and left her barren. So that now she raises her granddaughter from her husband's seed, who now calls her greatest mistake Mama. So I'm sold. Where the burdens of labor stop my heart. So now I, as honey, move forward, given chances but not favor, till nephew arrives and we secretly fall in love, till my belly start growing and he's told the story and he turns his back on the nigger in me. So Missy comes as a throwaway, passed from hand to hand, till she finds her dark prince who made her his queen, which led to me. So now, I'm not the one you need to seek sympathy from. And nah, just because I look white don't mean I'm trying to explain to you who we are as a people. And for real, ain't none of this shit on me. It is your own brokenness that perpetuates this fight. You decided that the color of the dermis made you superior, yet you envy our rich cultures. Take you some responsibility for what you created. You secretly hate everything you are and emulate what you see in us, then be mad because it comes to us naturally. But for real, it's y'all's frailties y'all fighting. And that's that piece.
Ooh. Yes, 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 yes. That is that piece. Man.
Van, I don't know if y'all could tell, but Lisa took a deep breath, and she slowly exhaled this piece, and it came out fluid.
Yes.
Rain, what you think, love?
So there was one line that stuck out. But this whole thing was so vivid for me, but given chances but not favor. And, I mean, it was so dope, and just the description, and I mean, you know, the subject at hand. If we all just realize that black women birthed this nation, all nations, then none of this would exist. But that's a whole nother show.
Yes,
but that was dope.
And to some extent, this piece is kind of truth for me. Because my mother was born in the South to a woman who was passing as white, but she'd been raped by Master's something. I don't know if it was son, uncle, because nobody would ever tell my mother who her father was. That was a quick way to make somebody leave us alone, actually, is to ask that question. But it's very much the story of where I come from on my mother's side, because I didn't know my grandmother was passing until she died and her sisters came to the funeral. I saw these two little brown ladies in the front row and I didn't know who they were. And they explained to us that they were my grandmother's sisters, but she never allowed anybody to know that she had been passing all those years.
Wow.
Mm. Oh, wow.
You know, my grandmother was 14 when she had my mother, and she just kind of passed her from family member to family member until she ran away from home, and she finally met my father when she was 18.
Oh, wow. Wow. See, y'all, you just don't know what your poetry will release. You just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you for bringing this piece and being transparent with it as well. And what and what a remix. Phenomenal.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Look
now,
at you.
Now,
I think that
DJ
was the first time I've heard Lisa not do an erotic piece, so that was refreshing.
Right. Yes.
See, there's more to poetry
Absolutely.
Than erotica.
This is what Poetic told me a few weeks ago, or a few shows ago, when he said, "That was different for you, Rain."
Yes.
I was like, I guess I need to set my game up. So Lisa, I really appreciated that from you. I appreciate
that. Thank you. The erotica comes easy. It's easy to make those fantasies up. But I was a news producer for 7 years. So there's a lot of times when I'm sitting watching the news, first of all, I see everything they do wrong. I see every little thing that don't happen the way it's supposed to. But also I'm watching the stories, and some of those stories just kind of burn in my soul. And I write those pieces. I just don't always put them out there because I get pissed off when I'm reading them.
Absolutely. It's all right. But listen.
Yeah, I get that.
The DJ is over there. he got some remixes queued up. And he said he needs you to bring your fine lips on out there to that dance floor so that he can remix it with you and you can set the tone. All right?
All right. You've been hitting them hard tonight. These remixes had me in here trying to remember what the dances were.
Girl, listen, look at what's on the page now. I'm gonna tell y'all something. I love music, right? I'm probably a music lover more than most, but I got some remixes.
Just a little love is all I need. Just a little love is all I need. Whoa. To feel love, your warm embrace, baby.
Yes,
hey.
Lord.
Man, y'all not ready for the remix.
I stay ready.
Y'all not ready.
Yes.
Come on now.
Go on over there to the dance floor before you get something else started up in here now. Go on over there.
I'm going to save a couple of these slow ones for you and J-Rob when I get
all
over
right,
there.
That sounds good.
Hold on to me for a minute.
Damn, skip it.
Ooh-wee. Man, listen, y'all. I told y'all, man, I got some stuff. Yeah. But let's move on. Let's get another poet in here because, you know.
Come on now.
They
come
got remixes
now.
That they want to hear. So we got coming up next, one half host of The Love Zone, one half host of Poetic Therapy, and one-fourth. That's right, for real. One-fourth. Get it right. One-fourth host of The Soap Cafe. She is La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. My girl, Rain.
Yo, I'm so ready. I'm
fire.
So ready for this
oh,
challenge.
God. Look,
I challenge Miss La Pearl La Negra.
She sure did. Yeah, y'all know I do not do long pieces. Y'all know I don't do no long pieces. And I had to combine three pieces to get one long piece.
That's the ultimate remix.
Yes.
Y'all, thank you. Look, I ain't bring nothing political. I ain't bring no sexy, sultry stuff. y'all brought that fire. For real. Wow.
That was bad.
No, it was Rain. That was Rain. That was Rain.
This is the get down. I brought music. If I'm sitting here telling the truth,
and I know Van said don't say nothing because he ain't wanting me to tell nobody, but I got to let it out. Rain wrote my verses for Van's piece.
Oh, but.
Oh man!
Wow.
We know that's
a
lot.
Yeah. Yeah, she did that. She sent me an updated version of my piece because she found some grammatical errors that needed to be corrected.
Grammatical errors.
Now that's possible.
She said, if I'm going to be on your show, y'all got to write this correctly.
You got to write this correctly.
You're going to say this, and Van, I want you to re-say that.
Exactly.
My face hurts.
Girl, they're crazy. They are crazy.
All
they
I said was two words. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, that is the appropriate response, though. That is the appropriate response.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying.
Oh, man. That's what's up, y'all.
La Pearl La Negra. Are you ready? Your piece ready?
It's ready. I'm a child.
But look, we're going to get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Come through.
All right. This is untitled, if I was put to work. All right. I feel him throughout the day and even more at night because he's in my dreams. He's totally unaware. for so long, I've longed for him just to say three simple words. Can we talk? And that's the key. But it doesn't matter what I do. He's in my head and heart. So tears are shed in silence from being overwhelmed by feelings of passionately loving him from afar. Because he doesn't know I belong to him. And I grab at the intimacy of the music we have in common because it's the only way that I can feel he's close. And is there such a thing as loving one too much? Because I'm looking for a safe place to tell him, I love you. I try so hard not to give in to what could all be just a fantasy playing out in my head, but he is under my skin. And my arms are lonely. How is it even possible to miss a touch from arms that have never held you? Or a kiss from lips that you never touched yours? I don't recognize this place, but I know him. And I am incapable of releasing him. Because you just can't escape the one you're made for. So I wait for him to really just look in my eyes and see the truth that I want to give him all of me, every inch of my skin to kiss, every lock of my crown to run his fingers through, every nerve to stimulate, because my body is his blueprint. I want his spirit to connect with my good vibrations and allow me to return the feeling so that we can generate new energy so powerful and pure it will awaken an unstoppable force of passion in others for generations to come. I want us to hold hands as we explore the world together so our toes can sink in new sand. And we can bathe in hidden waters only visible to the sounds of nature. I want to give him the gift of a forever of us naming stars and sunrises greeting our morning grace. But for now, I wait for him. And I greet him in my dreams where he calls me his enchantress of calm because my presence brings him peace. And my voice is like a sedative in the eye of the storm. And when he looks at me, the light filters so beautifully through my natural locks, it's as if they've been colored by crushed gems. And my skin is like creamy whipped mocha. My eyes invoke passion, and my lips draw out desired kisses from deep within his soul. Through my light, he will learn to see that love still exists, that it is eternal. And he can come run wild with me, and we can be untamed together. I'll show him how to release his spirit and understand my freedom. I wait for him. And that's that peace.
Damn.
I am so proud of you.
Damn.
Thank you.
Rain, it's on you. Give it to her. It's on you, Rain.
I'm so proud. She says, sunrise written on morning grace. What?
Thank you.
Girl, the visuals, though. The visuals. Oh. I would listen. Listen. I was there. Listen. I need
thank
some
you.
Of that. That was beautiful.
You.
I feel like you've been reading my diary. That's what's that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I am so proud.
Thank you for stepping outside of your comfort zone to do this reading.
Yeah, girl,
because
I was
thinking
doing that
piece. And seeing you stretch your pen was absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, what she said. Van Meadows, what say you?
Man, I was listening to the flow of this piece, and I really couldn't tell that it was three pieces in one, La Perla Negra. It was so smooth.
Right.
Thank you.
And I just dug this remix. Like, whew. Man, this was really good. This was really good.
Yeah,
J-Rob.
Thank you.
I'm happy to say I helped with this piece in the cognitive thought process, because me and La Perla were talking, and she's like, "What am I going to write? I don't know if I can write J. Rob. It's not going to sound good. What am I going to write?" And I said, "Baby." It was like a scene out of Claudine. And I said, "Baby, here's what I need you to do. Pick three of your dopest pieces and pull a phrase, pull a stanza out of each one of these pieces, put them together, create a piece of all that. It'll be the remix of your words." And she came in here and was like, and killed it.
She killed it. She showed her ass.
She did.
You showed your ass. Thank
wow.
you. And I enjoyed every minute of it. All of it.
Now, before we beep. Yes, sir.
Remember that Bugs Bunny cartoon with Little Red Riding Hood? And she was just strutting through the forest. And she's like,
"Oh, yeah.
That's how she came to the mic. That's how she came to
the mic
tonight."
Right, right. Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. Ben was talking. My bad. My bad. I'm going
to
mute my mic.
You know,
my bad.
I used to skip around the house and do that. I love it.
Rain, if you don't know, I do voices.
Yeah, he does.
I have gathered. Yes. I dig it. I think I listened to a show a few weeks ago where Van was talking about you are an all-time favorite fan of Looney Tunes.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, I pay attention.
I say, slow down there, boy. Slow down.
Someone's invading my dreams.
Oh,
we were sailing along. I'll stop. We got people in queue. My bad.
Pearl and Negra, let everybody know what you got going on in the universe this week.
All right. Oh, man. Saturday night, I do poetic co-host with Stan the Man Phillips. That is at 9 p.m. Monday night, I am 1/4 host of the Neo Soul Cafe with the CEO of Epiphany, For Real, the poet Douglas, essentially Jamie's poetic, and myself. That is Monday night at 9. Wednesday night at 9, I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. V.I.T., and that is in the Love Zone. You have it.
I love the Love Zone.
Right. Now.
Thank you.
I need you to get on over there to the dance floor, because the DJ said he got some more remixes coming up, and he needs y'all out there. So can you handle it out there?
Oh, most definitely. I got to commend the music. He's killing it, too. Please stop giving a little tidbits, though. That shit is sending a shock to my system.
Drop it like it's hot. Show them how to drop it like it's hot.
Gentlemen,
that is about as far as my knees will let me go.
As for real, we say Pearly, Miss Pearly, Sister Pearly.
Oh, God.
La Perla Negra on her way to the Get Down dance floor. One love, one mic. Take your socks off.
One love, one mic.
All right, we're going to move from host of Epiphany, La Perla Negra, to the CEO of Epiphany. He is author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas. What it do? Baby.
Take your socks off. What it do? Baby.
What it do, bro?
What it do?
What it do? Hello, Rain. What it do?
Hello.
Hey, shalom, baby. J Rob the White Shun, what it do?
Jay, is you muted?
J Rob the White
Shun. J Rob, are you muted?
I had to. I was sipping on some wine, brother, and I didn't want to hit. I didn't want to let y'all hear me slurping on that. So I'm sipping on some wine, you know, just up to see in this mute. Salute to the C, to the E, to the O, number four, and the word real. Good to hear from you, King.
Is it real? What's up, bro? Is it real, Flash?
It's real, Flash.
Okay. Poetic. What's going on, boy? I hear you on the beatbox, bro.
You hear me, bro? You hear me? I'm doing my thing, man. You hear me doing my thing, man.
I heard you. I heard you on the beatbox, bro. Hey, look.
I don't want to spit all over the mic. There's too many of us, man.
Hey, my brother. Let me tell you something about that remix that you and J-Rob Jawai Sun did, bro. That was kind of fire. I wasn't ready for it. I didn't know what the hell y'all was doing.
Thank you, bro. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. Hence the remix, Daddy. We had to do something different.
That was. I'm going to deduct 2 points from both of y'all.
Wow.
I'll get them back on Monday.
It's not even Monday.
Get them back on Monday.
It's not Monday. You can't take points out on Monday.
It's
his station, man. He can do what he wants.
I said forthwith.
No, he's always wrong.
He just said it. He just said forthwith. Darn it. Okay. All right.
I said forthwith.
I mean, if you
and Rain, you can get some too.
So listen, if you take your points, what can I do to earn extra credit since you taking them early? Can I get some early? I'm just saying.
Hey, I'll inbox.
You know what?
It's going down.
Hold up,
man. Are you no longer fasting? He must not be fasting anymore.
This is what I'm talking about. I am, but you caught me off guard. I had to let that one out. I mean, I had to take advantage of the moment.
what's up, Jay?
Me, Father.
You know, for real said.
I owe you that.
Well, she made that statement, and because we're poets, and For Real might take her up on that, and it might end up with her saying,
make the music, make the music, make music with your mouth. The music, make the music.
Oh, man. My brother took that from me.
I can't.
I'm still in my past, my brother. My brother's got my back. Hey, that was good.
That's so good.
I give you a raise. You get a raise, bro.
Thank you.
Got my 2 points,
babe. Oh, I thought that was me. Okay. Oh, whatever.
Now, for real, the poet Douglas Arthur-Larry Maddox, man, we dying to know what remix piece you ready to drop on us, bro. Are you ready?
I'm not really ready. I'm not sure. I just hope I can go through with this, man. I tried to put something together for y'all a little bit. I need more time with it, but I'm going to give y'all a No More Rapes remix.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Bro, go ahead and get that.
I see. None of them should have a gun. Not one. One that looked just like me just killed my son. Get down. Did you hear them shots, yo? No more vote. Black lives matter, but we lynching ourselves, yo. Blot, blot, blot. They busting shots in the hood on every block. Innocent was the bystander. Him laid down. 8 years old was he. He never knew struggle, but stray bullet got him laid out at a funeral, and a mother's tears pierced the atmosphere as she prepares to put her baby 6 feet down there. See, these streets are bleeding, black Americans. Black mothers are grieving, clutching to her soul, weeping, and before the tears dries, another one dies from the cradle to the grave. Here's another one for the front page. Oh, We killing our damn selves. No future, no hope, no more vote. We killing our damn selves, yo. Dying communities, no motherfucking unity, no motherfucking change, just a bunch of motherfuckers killing we. And then preaching misplaced blame in the hoods. We are all animals. You're either the hunter or the prey. Man in blue are the jackals once they... Man in blue are the jackals once they put them shackles on you. To your God, you better pray. No more rope. You better hope that your black ass can make it home. You know, badges replace those white robes. They used to burn crosses on our lawns. Now they just put them handcuffs on right before they slay you. Stop the killing, stop the nonsense, blue on black Klansmen and black on black violence. No justice for we unjustly killing we. But how can we protest when we also killing we killing us? No more rope. Black lives matter while we're lynching our own damn selves, yo. We the sleepers sleep. Martin had a dream, see, then we all began to dream. But the problem we have today is that it's time to wake the fuck up and bleed no more we. Bleed no more we, by we or by he, us or the police. No, 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 in the hood there's a purge by the authorities out of control with them animalistic urge causing all this senseless bleeding. Even so, my people, stop helping them kill us, see? No more rope for black folk. Nope. Stop lynching your own damn folk, yo. No shame, no pride. We kill ourselves. We die black. Ha, ha, black enough. Ha. I'm black enough. I'm an old head. I escaped those handcuffs. I survived just long enough to be shot by one of us. No more rope. Black lives matter, but we lynching our own damn selves, yo. No more rope. Ha. No more rope, but... We put away them pistols, that knives, that boulder, that rock, and put away that stick. Black Lives Matter, and this is the motherfucking remix. No more rope, but they still lynching us, though. No more rope, but they still lynching us. For real.
Listen.
You should have ended the show with this piece.
Right, right.
You should have ended the show with this piece. This piece is that freaking dope. But then again, you know, I'm kind of spoiled because I kind of love a lot of your work, and this. We should have ended the show on this one, Miss Rain.
I'm honestly speechless. It's so powerful. It encapsulated so much. It just, it was just powerful. Powerful. Powerful.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you.
You know,
my brother, this is one of those pieces, man, that speaks volumes. And literally as you spitting it, I'm sitting in my head like, what remix beats can I put behind this? And there I put it on the event page, but Busta Rhymes' Touch It remix, just those opening drums,
thank
that
you.
Boom, ba-doom, 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 ba-doom,
yeah,
boom,
yeah,
that would be so powerful behind this piece, bro. Because this piece is already fire, and now you remixed it, bro.
Yeah.
This is fire. Dope ink, brother.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
Yeah, normally I'd have some smart ass shit to say, but bro, this what makes this one of my favorite pieces is the energy you give it.
Mm-hmm.
When you give it the kind of energy listening to someone giving a sermon, and that's why I said I wish we ended the show on this piece. Yo, then one day when we end early, you got to end the show with a recording of him spitting this with that energy. And then after he finishes it, you'll hear, thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Good night.
Right. Good night. Right. That works.
Yeah.
Bro,
I'm
going to need that recording from you, bro. But
I need
you to stick around. I need you to stick around because you need the next poet. You just need to hear the next poet. But before I send you over to the Get Down dance floor, let everybody know what you got going on Monday nights, my bro.
Baby, baby. Hey, thanks, y'all. Thanks, y'all. Monday nights at E50 Radio, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time is the Soul Cafe. Hey, where you'll hear some neo soul, hip-hop, R&B, and jazz, and we do our thing, y'all. First portion of the program is dedicated to open mic. Bring what you do and bring and do what you like. The second portion is where we step up and do some picking up our pen, which is a creative writing game that we do over here, where we share in each other's creative ability to write and what motivates us and all good things like that. And I deduct points. And I give a
man, he deduct points before we even get to the show, y'all. Y'all heard tonight.
But yeah, we have a good time, y'all.
Hell yeah, we talk like that, you do.
They're going right.
All the time.
I'll give you some of my points.
No other givers. I score these or whatever to say. What I think to say that, I say a fist or down, whatever that is. No other forces can be given to you but by me.
I call for
damn. Damn. Damn you, man. Damn you, man. Rain, I'm coming
all right,
back
bro.
Tomorrow.
What do you say? What do you say?
Look,
what do you
say? I said I'm coming off this fast tomorrow.
Oh, sorry. So I should get an inbox tomorrow?
Make the music with your mouth, baby.
Well, look, Rain.
Yeah.
You do know that tomorrow is 12:01. You do know that, right? You do know that.
I do know that.
But he'll give it another minute. Give it another minute for the day to actually sink in.
Y'all make my face hurt. My face hurts.
Yeah. You go ahead and let that brother make the music with his mouth. I hear you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, my bro, we're going to send you over to the dance floor, man, to enjoy some of those remixes, man.
Hey, I shall, man. Hey, man, I'll be listening in. Yo, guys, have continued to take your socks off, man. I'm loving this book, man. One love.
Thank you. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, y'all.
One love.
One love.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our CEO of Epiphany Radio and Raw Link. Check them out Monday nights on the Soul Cafe. Next up, y'all. Next up, we got a Queen's Mind in the building. What's good with you, Queen?
In the building is going down. What's good?
Glad to hear
Queen's
you, honey.
Queen's Mind!
In the
it's
building.
Great to hear you, honey dip. How you
likewise,
doing?
I'm chilling.
Good evening,
I'm loving
Queen.
It. I'm on point. What's up, Queen? How you doing?
Well,
I just
want to
say, before even begin, everybody touch this mic with some flame. I'm loving it. I really did hear this tonight. I appreciate
did you like the beginning?
Shit. I love the whole shit. I mean, like,
thank
y'all
you,
really collab, yo.
That was all Rain. Face. That was all Rain.
That was all Rain.
All Rain. I'm loving it. And for real, already know that's my favorite shit. Let's get it. I got the remix and ready to roll.
Man, she ready. She ready. You hear?
She ready. You can hear her chomping at the bit. She's like, enough with the hellos. Let me get this.
Let me get it. So Rain.
Yeah.
Tell Queen's Mind what to do.
Queen, is your piece ready?
It's locked and loaded. Let's go, baby, baby.
All right. We're going to step back and let you get down.
All right. I joined two of my pieces, too. So you might recognize some of these lyrics for Let's Go. It's called Mark for Death. What else? Mark for Death. What else? What else is left for you to do to us? Robbed us of our welfare, health flaunting all you stole, you bold, we told we the original. Seen past your subliminals, plain old criminals, what else is left for you to do to us? Marked for death, not guilty, but you have already convicted me, sentenced me to the death penalty. before I've been charged, before I've been booked, no judge, no jury, no judicial system, your gun to judge, your bullets to jury, your hatred the only charge, no, not guilty. Didn't deprive you of melanin, of carbon, didn't plant that seed deep within your generations past, a false supremacy didn't cause you to grow up thinking you deserve to hurt or rule over another human being or deprive you of self-love, self-worth. Well, surely you know all them things have a right to this earth, and I didn't cause you to hate you. But I say unto you, indeed, we are not guilty. Black lives matter, but you have melanin marked for death. What else is left for you to do to us? Hands up, don't shoot. I can't breathe. Turn me loose from your hand. I only have Skittles and ice. It's a toy gun. I just whistle, but we just brown till you see. We are all Trayvon. We are all Malcolm. We are all Martin. Every ancestor lynched. Everyone whose life has been taken. We are them, and we are not guilty. Black lives matter, but you have melanin marked for death. What else is left for you to do to us? Rob us of our wealth, our health, wanting all you stole. You bold. Truth be told, we the originals. Seen past your subliminals, plain old criminals. What else is left for you to do to us? Should I die? Should my life be taken? Just because I've been taught the wrong decision making, because I am a descendant of who you label slave, brainwashed to believe my son kissed skin is a curse. Now my body belongs in the hearse, but y'all blame me. When I'm a product of my environment, an experimental project, y'all gave my people to live in, placing liquor stores on every corner, bringing in crack, sending in AIDS, and killing off grandparents with subliminal messages that show me I'm nothing. Every channel show how lovely it is not to be black, and each weapon of mind destruction turns into lack of self-esteem, so my feelings of inadequacy got me mad as hell, so hell yeah, if I hate myself, then caps get pilled, niggas get killed like I know better. As I see these cops killing my people, hands up, took their last breath. This system never neglects to take my people down. Like, really, how do guns and drugs get in the hood? Well, y'all just blame me anyway, like I'm a shipping and receiving. Y'all got people believing I'm the bad seed. So y'all mark me, target fabricated gangsters that only click up because our father's not home, and welfare said he couldn't live here, so y'all make sure he has a felony, so he definitely can't live with me. So I grow alone, no dad to groom. Mom, I don't know, she fucked up, tricking off from those she learned before she's sick, thinking she needs money for fake ass nails, fake booties and weave and shit. All she want to do is get high so she can numb her deceived heart. See, she wish she was wiped deep down too. Then her son wouldn't be marked for death, and she ain't thinking about buying me no bulletproof vest. She'd rather get another tattoo on her chest. But now back to this. This system got me mad, vexed, and I'm marked for death. What else is left for you to do to us? No defense, no justice. Just us get bust. Just us cops harassing us. Justice while we wait on our fate handed to us on broken plates. We ate shards of glass, no formulated plan, searching for class in Birkin bags, spell lesson in economics, lesson chances to progressively elevate in due to improper equality. See, we never been free or accepted as worthy life forms of existence, just customers wishing on a list of purchases, flossing, it's ridiculous, we just sitting ducks, they never cared about us, just bang, 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 we get bust. What else is left for you to do to us? So now, back to this. You say I should be held accountable for my own actions, but I'm mad vexed. What kind of life is this? That I have to live ashamed of my own birth-given skin, but I guess you expect me to walk around skipping, innocent, and happy when my childhood's my manhood. I got to take care of my little sister, and we all got issues. But my issues don't give you the right to take my life whenever you feel like you got me marked for death, got me like this. So go ahead and start your race war so you can implement your martial law, and all we do is hands up, don't shoot. I can't breathe. Damn, all I got is Skittles and iced tea. It's a toy gun. I just whistle. Why you devil shoot to kill? Don't they train you to wound? Yet I'd rather mark us for death. No justice, no peace. What else? What else is left for you to do to us? Rob us of our wealth, our health, wanting all you stole, you bold. Truth be told, we the originals. Seen past your subliminals, plain old criminals. What else is left for you to do to us? Yes, we are the stolen race, totally displaced, brainwashed, convinced to cling to media attachment. That's propagated falsehoods without the probability for advancement. See, we lost our roots, tied to our ancestral birthplace, the motherland. We made in Africa, but the disconnect is a massive plan. Got us trapped in isms, racism, classism. Time to bash these isms, consumerism, fascism, hateration-ism. Yeah, let's get down with these isms. Self-love running out, pain constantly felt throughout. Our skin hurts, this black skin hurts. My black skin shouldn't have to hurt. Can't peel it off, it shouldn't have to hurt. Can't wait for your ideals to cease, then we can live in bliss and peace. No longer will mothers miss their babies' lives taken by those brutal murderers. Black lives matter, same as all lives matter. No more rope, but they still lynching us. For real, though, no justice, no peace. Queen's mind speaks.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, you stepped into the AM on this one.
Mm-hmm.
You stepped into the AM on this one. This is The Revolution Will Not Be Televised by Queen's Mind. That's what this
That's
is to me. That's what
That's
this is to me. Rain,
yeah,
what say you?
Dope.
So listen, there was two lines that stuck out to me. We wait for our fate to be served on broken plates. And I didn't capture the line after that, but that really, like, snatched my soul. And then she came back and said, my black skin shouldn't have to hurt. That queen, queen.
Mm-hmm. I said, we wait for our fate handed to us on broken plates. We ate shards of glass, no formulated plans, searching for class in Birkin bags.
That. Fuck. Yes. Queen, that I'm again speechless. I just
Oh yeah, dope.
Wow,
Queen's mind. This piece, man. This piece was amazing. I love it. But you know, go ahead, do your shout out. Do your shout out.
Now, you know, I just had to give a shout-out to For Real because I had to put them in that piece because no more rope, but they still lynching us. For real, though. So,
For real.
You already know.
Dig this. He said that he has a piece for the both of y'all, a continuation to this with both of y'all, and someday he would like for y'all to come back to the Get Down and spit that. Granted, he didn't say that part. I did because I like this. But I'm saying what I believe in my heart he would say. But he does
right.
have a piece that mirrors both of y'all. So, yes.
Absolutely.
He's got a No More Rope collabo with you in mind.
That's what's up. I'm ready.
All right.
I will pass that along.
Absolutely. And we're going to send you on over to the Get Down dance floor because, like I said, the remix is on tap. The remix is flowing, baby.
You move me. Take your socks off.
They're bringing that heat tonight.
Queen's Mind. They are bringing it tonight, man. We're going to go from a Queen's Mind to the other
half. You see what happens when rain comes in?
I see, man. I see.
None of this happened without rain. No one was this hype before we said we were bringing rain in. We posted rain on the event page, and now the floodgates is open. You see this?
Open. Just open. And look.
Just
look
open.
Who's here. Miss VIP is here. The other half host of the
And the host of a new show every other Friday called Express Your Vibe, Dog.
Is
hey,
that
VIP.
Right?
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Queen.
How's it going?
Hello.
Good.
How are you?
I'm
well.
Hello, Van. Hello, J-Rob.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Well, now that I got you on the phone. Well, let me change my voice like you did.
Okay.
Now that I got you on the phone, I'm just as wonderful
there
as
you go.
Are.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
All right.
That's how you do it, Jay. That's how you do it.
Van did that earlier on his. He did that on his video earlier. He got on there biting his lip and stuff. Thirst trapping everybody to the show.
Oh, yeah, that's why I deleted it because he bit his lip.
All I wanted to know was did it work? That's all I want to know. If the marketing works, hey,
I turned the video off. I'm not looking at another man bite his lip. I'm not doing that.
Listen, I'm with you. You always do.
Yes, you did.
I'm just saying. You always do.
It's all good. VIP.
Am I wrong, Miss VIP?
You are not wrong.
But there's children watching.
Am I wrong, though? Mm-hmm. It's grown stuff. Mm-hmm. Girl, we catch it. We catch it.
Wait till tomorrow's video.
But he's going to be cold. Never mind. That's coming
out
later.
Wait till tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. Ready,
Ms.
ready.
VIP.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Is your remix piece ready?
Yes, it is.
Well, go ahead. Allow us to get out the way, and you go ahead and get on down.
Allow my lips to tell you a story. I kissed many in my life, but my first kiss with you was heaven. My eyes were lit with all the stars in the sky. I breathed your name in my heart. I tasted life for the first time. You never called it love, but I swear our souls traded lips, because I can't untaste you. You tattooed yourself on me, branded your touch on my skin. Your words, moans, I hear constantly. I stay in memories. I cared for you. Maybe I loved you. So I told you. To my surprise, you said it back. We made love, amazing, soulful love. We kissed as our thirst couldn't be quenched. You promised never again would I be benched. 'Cause I'm the one you want to hold hands with. The one you want to grow older with. My heart lightened. I was no longer frightened 'cause I loved you so long. We knew this couldn't be wrong. The next day, we applied for a license. Allow my lips to tell you a story. We're married now and enjoying life in all its glory. And that's that piece.
Oh, my God. J-Rob, you got to start this first. You start first.
I'm trying to figure out who this dude she's talking about. I'm like, you lucky. I'm sorry. I enjoyed this. But she said something that captured my attention from the back of my subconsciousness, where she said, I gotta get the voice right, she said, our souls traded lips. Yeah. I'm like, really? Really?
Man.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's that shit. Rain, what say you, beloved?
Listen, she just got me feeling a kind of way over here. That's what I got to say. I'm just feeling a way. I'm trying to listen. I feel like she's been tapping into my diary, too. Y'all going to have to stop reading my diary. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, listening to this piece, y'all.
Take the listen key out the lock, Rain.
This piece is she talking about we're married now and happily ever after kind of thing. I guess I got a remix for that.
Hey yo, this the remix. Ella May, Quavocito, Chun Li. Hey yo, let me tell you why you so special. Hood nigga bang the 45 special. Fucking with them, but we
see Nikki.
That's
said it all right there.
That's my voice.
Let me tell you why it's so special.
Hey.
Nigga put a
that
ring
sounds
on
like
it.
Queen's mine.
You know. So yeah. She VIP all booed up in that piece. I could dig it.
VIP.
Let your lips tell me a story. Tell me a story then. Go ahead. Tell me a story. But dynamic piece, Ms. VIP. I loved it, as always. Mm-hmm. Now, can you let everybody know what you got going on tomorrow night?
Absolutely, I sure can. Tomorrow night is the second episode of Express Your Vibe. I want all of you to come in as you are, whatever you're feeling. Don't even come in character. I just want you to express yourself. And I'm going to tell you right now, y'all better get a drink, because tomorrow night, I got a serious vibe.
Can I bring something wet? Can I bring something wet?
Oh, you're going to need something. That's for sure.
And are you hosting that? Are you hosting that by yourself tomorrow night?
I am hosting with Poetic.
That's right, y'all.
So if he comes with a mood, I got the mood. I got it. So I can't wait to express my body.
I think he's already there. He's just going to carry it on.
I'm already there. I'm just going
to
carry it on. Absolutely. You better believe it. You better believe it. Now, Ms. VIP, we're going to send you one over to Get Down Dance Floor, because that DJ just sent me a cue, and he he ain't put no ring on it. It's single. She's still single, because she's going to get booed up with me on his remix on his dance floor. So, look.
Oh, my.
Get on over there. And stick all around.
Right.
All right, one mic, one love, baby, baby.
One love.
You are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 to get on the mic tonight. Because this next artist, y'all, this type of show right here is right in his wheelhouse. I mean, because he is none other than C-Double-34 Music, y'all. C-Double.
There's not a problem that I can fix, because I can do it in this remix. What's up, Poetic? What's up, J-Rob? And I would like to speak to the sister with voice, Rain. How are you?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. You see what I did there?
I see exactly what you did there. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. But I
saw that.
Less.
I saw that.
Nothing
saw
less.
That.
Yeah.
And thank
Man,
you for the comment
this...
on the page.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. It was like you brought the Vince Carter elbow dunk right there, and it then just went into the audience and said, it's over. I was like, I'm done. But
right,
all these
right.
poets is like crazy. Yeah. Like, y'all got me working. Y'all got me in Dexter's lab tonight. I don't know why y'all do that to me.
Got me working.
Blame Van.
You're
like,
yeah.
Are we ready
Baby.
For you, King?
Of course.
My goodness.
So, Rain, can you help my brother out?
Please. Of course. Is your piece ready, sir?
Yes, it's locked and loaded, definitely.
Well, let me slide on out your way and let you get down.
Thank you all. This piece I did July 2nd of last year is called What's a Writer's Block? Poetry, did you miss me? I'm misconnecting with you. Words have been escaping me lately that it blatantly distracted me through this distance where I've been antisocial. You were never forgotten. I sit here reaching out for forgiveness, apologizing for never embracing you in my arms. Your therapeutic ways of healing me through love. You helped me and heard my heart beat faintly. You held my hand as the blood pressure escalated off daily nonsense. Where would I stand, minus the minutes you ministered, alleviating the stresses in these streets I roam. Here I go again on my own, Whitesnake reference. While admittedly I'm dependent on the counsel of your voice that nourishes me and quenches me, you're the food for my soul. It's destiny that I would extend this, rephrase that, rearrange and change that. Epiphany. Stretch out my hands until my arms are strong for my senses and vocal cords to say, let me come back to you. Let's straighten us, remake us, so that I can see I need you as well as the music. We are family, and I love you too much to let my concentration subside. And we need this movement to uprise. Poetry, bring your words back to me. I'm updating this to renew our vows with vowels and consonants that's constantly continuous with synonyms and metaphors that's limitless, pronounced in this exclamation point of context that brings content that keeps me content with you. As I pause through these parameters of paragraphs, indentation from the margins, trying to erase my synopsis that keeps on knocking, I have no questions to mark the epilogue that bridges the chorus. I'm just essaying, and the summaries is madness synthesized in waveforms that I hungrily wait for. Your love has got me locked up in a zone here, and it's one of those nights I feel like getting down to build this ocean. Along the Caribbean for you, my queen, suddenly, as you're into my car, the negativity can get out of my dreams as it's seeing the tough get going. And maybe the cipher strikes like a viper per deciding you can't miss why it's not vital without VIP. But I'm just being for real, waxing poetic, rocking pearls, colored, feminine, black, and Spanish, negra. As I become this wise son of the Almighty God, so you can, in 2020, and another one, see double in 34 music flavors, I'm grateful we can stay home on this landscape unblocked by my tumbles. As my gravel voice erases the cookies in this computer saying, no, 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 poetry, I love you. And I'm a rocket till the wheels fall off, like my name is Nate, as I tie up loose ends and slow down in this remix, hanging on the string. Why? Because you can't stop the rain. This is a C-34 music presentation. End peace.
My
yo.
Man.
Yo.
My man.
Yo.
My man. My man.
Wow.
In the words of my late brother, Tommy from the Martin Show, I see your dog.
Man, man, wow. Yo, this was that heat, bro. First of all, here I go again on my own, going down
okay.
the only road I walk along.
Whitesnake. Yo. I was like, okay.
Yo. Listen, did that for you.
I am a huge Whitesnake fan. When I in the 80s, when I went to middle school, it's part of the whole segregation, making sure that they was, you know, introducing the black kids to the white community, so to speak, from the projects. And my white friend, he was like, man, I need you to listen to something. I said, man, what you want me to listen to? He put on this Whitesnake. I said, what? I said, wait. I said, this is actually pretty good. They got some more of this stuff? He said, man, let me introduce you to all of it. So, bro, I love Whitesnake. All right? That's the first thing. And I'm honored and humbled that you put me in the piece, bro. Appreciate you, man. This piece, this remix was all of that, yo. All of that. Rain.
Listen. So, I'm humbled that you included me, too, especially with me being just a last-minute guest. I was so thank you, sir. It was the Billy Ocean for me. And all the wordplay that led up to content that keeps me with the content that keeps me being content with you. All that wordplay that led up to that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. J-Rob.
Fire.
One word, baby. Salute. That's hot. This just might be my second dopest joint. And you write, you do some real outstanding music. But my first joint will always be Kiwa Nugget. Kiwa Nugget. Kiwa Nugget, but you can't come in.
Well, let me surprise that you is, that the piece that I got for this, the music piece, is going to have that in there.
Ooh.
However it go down, dog. Me, because I was having a conversation with God, and he was like, listen, wait till you hear what your man comes up with. We were talking. I'm just sitting in the back like, man, I'm easy like Sunday morning when I hear that. But this
almost
piece,
did that.
This piece.
Wow.
Bruh, this piece is super, super duper dope. I really enjoyed it in every sense of the word. So thank you for including all of us in that piece.
Yes, sir. I'm honored to do that for all of you because it's been almost 2 years with y'all, and I'm like, wow. I thank you for the vessel.
Man, we appreciate you, brother.
Amen.
Right now, we appreciate you. You work tirelessly
behind
the scenes for the community, putting your musical genius with everybody's art, and we appreciate you, bro, because some of us have never even heard our pieces quite put to music, and when you do it for someone who's not used to it or has never had it done, it opens up the gateway to them to be like, oh, you mean I'm a real artist? Yes, you are a real artist.
You are.
So we appreciate you, bro.
You're welcome,
so
man. Thank you.
You
keep it like
thank
you,
but you can't come in.
That's my joke. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all.
We're going to send you an over to the Get Down dance floor, man. Make sure, man, I don't even have to ask for you to tag us in what you're going to do, because I already know you're going to tag us, man. I'm just going to say can't.
Yeah, I'm going to work on that tonight.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate
cool.
it.
Cool.
Our brother.
And I'm going to do the Method Man, Mary J. Blige, bobbing the head on the roof. That's my dance.
Yeah, that's it, bro. That's it.
For those of y'all that
missed that in the pre-show, you know, in the pre-show. But I give you a little sample of what you missed in the pre-show, because you really missed that.
Like sweet morning dew, I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
Yo, what's crazy is, I told y'all I'm a music connoisseur. What's crazy is that song had so many different versions of a remix. It was crazy. But let's keep this party going, y'all. Area code 724. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, it's T. Adams. How's everybody?
Hey, T. How you doing?
Man, this is the happiest that I've seen people in a while. I think everybody's got cabin fever. It's a mean Southern muckers out here. What is
it
wrong
is.
With everybody? But you know what's going on. You know
baby.
I'm esoteric.
It's the Get Down.
Yeah,
I love you guys. We needed a break anyway for something happy and uplifting. And it's been on fire. I've been listening. These poems are so on fire. But let me tell you something. You know your girl is esoteric, so don't mind me. I got a background in theology. Went to school, went to college for it, and went all the way to the study of alchemy and the mystery school. So, you know,
nice.
I done picked up a lot of books. I'm going to do the supremacist one, because it seems like, you know, that's going into the theme area where everybody else is doing. Now, I wanted to let you know that, oh, yeah, right now we're in the middle of a full moon and a retrograde. Woo, baby. And both of them bring down some energy that's making people on the irritated side. So y'all be careful, because they're on the edge of cussing everybody out. I mean, it's just the energy. They don't pay it any attention. But I was listening to this poem that I'm getting ready to do. It's in reference to what we call in alchemy a form of an incantation. But, you know, with all this stuff going on with this race war, I'm going to do what I can for my people. Because Pyagas on, he went to the mystery school, but he went all the way to the Egypt of Kemet to get his information in. You know, I'm from D.C., and so what we say is that the rituals that went on in the White House, and late at night, you can hear the devil stomping around in there. And even Obama's wife, she put it on the news that sometimes the doors open and close in that place all by themselves. They'll slam
spirits
shut.
Of our ancestors, beloved, the spirits of our ancestors.
Right.
But I have a question.
They messed up.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Is your piece locked and loaded?
It sure enough is. I'm ready to go.
Then baby, we're going to sit back, put you in front of the microphone, get that piece of the mic, and go ahead and get on down.
This is a message from our ancestors. Suck it down and regurgitate this. You thought you had it covered, but you're never going to win. You sat there like an evil child naked, sitting on a sit and spin, making plans of greed and destruction of innocent lives. Well, it's the universe that disputes you, and it is you that it despises. And we're here in your midst. Knock, knock, hello, and surprise. You say you're in it to win it with your pinky and the brain starter kit. Well, we've got plans for you, too. So suck this down and regurgitate this. We are the only truth, cosmic beginning, innovated, loved by the spirit world, and highly, highly motivated. Justifiable wisdom of eons of cycles, spirits of old, warriors of the great power, strictly business and very, very bold. Feared by the dark lords and deeply hated. Our history has been marked by the planet and clearly dated. We are the gospel of the illumination, programmed of divine light. The new fruit of power, full of strength and might. The evolution of knowledge not found in any college, unfolding the mental Akashic records bit by bit. This is your second Big Bang Theory. Suck this down and regurgitate this. We bring the food of the future, maxing your thoughts with spiritual visions and signs, lucid evidence of the sixth-dimensional kind. You seek it not, but it is us that you will find. The prophecy has been written, and now it's time. The pineal gland are fully open, and pure light of divine will shine. The inner and the outer realms rising as one for peace, and together we must twine, balancing our world, becoming universally aligned. We are the masters of the invisible, now visible, Buddha man wise, third eye purified. You knew we were coming, so don't act surprised. We are here to bleed through and through and reveal all lies. And it is our truth that you will despise. Understand there is no place to run, no place to hide. Exposing your evil, you dare not admit. And we're ignoring your dislike for us. Can you just suck us down and regurgitate it? We are the spiritual lions ready to devour, hunters of evil and ill-gotten power. With no hesitation, you are mocked for destruction. We are the builders of tomorrow, bringing the construction from a world that you cannot reach. We bring balance, order, and peace and support the original man's preservation. We must teach. To the Dark Lords, we bring the hissy fit. Here, embrace yourself, because this shit is going to hurt a bit. So suck this down and regurgitate this. We are the change, and this is it. Suck it down and regurgitate this. I.T. Poetry. And that's that piece.
Yes.
Oh, you
yes,
were metaphysical
yes,
on, you took the metaphysical it, route on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I like where you went with this. You took the metaphysical route.
Yeah,
like,
don't give up, guys. We've got ancestors backing us up.
Amen to that. I like what you did. Van Meadows, what you saying?
Man, I'm saying the same thing, man. She come in and I love the way she do her pieces like this, man. Educating us as well. And speaking on our behalf. And speaking for the ancestors. She, come on, girl. Come on.
Just in the doing day and doing it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
One love, guys.
Ashe O. Ashe O.
Rain, what you think?
It was powerful. Powerful. And on an appropriate night, apropos on the Mercury in retrograde and a full moon, indeed. It was powerful, Queen. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
No, thank you, Chi. Now, we're going to send you on over to the Get Down Dance Tour so you can enjoy some of these remixes that the DJ is queuing up. And don't be afraid to cut the rug now. You know, us old folks, we like to say cut the rug. So don't be afraid to get out there and cut the rug.
Wait a minute now. Who are you calling?
All right. I'm talking about me.
Oh,
Now, Rain.
Wow.
Sorry.
Now, my grandparents would say, "Hurt dog will holler. Hurt dog will holler."
Well, that's
wow.
Right. But I are the same age. So you said we old folks. So that put me in your category because you're 47 and I'm 47. So that made me old.
Just put his age
and
out
I was
there.
Feeling it.
Just put his age out there.
Hey, I'm proud of my age. Because I don't want to look at
it. I'm going to say this. I'm going to get out.
I'm
going to get out of the way.
All right, Chi.
I'm
going to
say this. I'm
going
to get out of the way.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Girl, go a long way back.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go a long way back. How about
hey,
that?
Hey. 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 Hey.
Thank you so much, Chi. One love, one mic. Woo, man. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Man. Man, we're going to listen, y'all. Hold on. She talking about everybody happy. Let's see how happy.
Come on!
Anybody happy? Is anybody happy out there? Is anybody happy out there?
Anybody
need to be up to that?
Hey!
Anybody?
I don't see y'all dancing. I don't see y'all dancing.
Thumb it up. Yes, keep it going there. Fire it up, thumb it up. Yes, keep it going there.
Sir Lawrence, was you grooving? Sir Lawrence, was you grooving, bro?
Man, I was working that shoulder. You know, you pump it twice and pause.
Yeah. Looks like the steak is not.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Lawrence is on the mic. What's good with you, sir?
Man, I'm feeling it, man. The vibe is on point, and the theme was on point because I was wanting to rework this piece, and you guys heard my cry.
All right, brother. All right now.
I'm digging that. So, Van, you gotta ask him the question, bro. It's your turn.
Sir Lawrence. Are you ready, sir? Is your piece ready? Ready to go?
Piece ready. Are the people ready?
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yes, sir. Well, we're going to step out the way and let you go ahead and get on down, bro.
Augmentation of creation. I still remember my first experience with this phenomenon. Even though psychologists claim plague the mind, it is in fact a study of psychology. It's a soliloquy of sorts, but then the acting participants also know. It was a Saturday night, and the mood was right. We pulled into the valet curve, the feeling mighty good, like the upper half of a million. She stuck her leg out and her toe touched the earth, and three more attendants rushed over like no one else was there. While double-checking with my reflection, I could have sworn the whole edifice leaned towards her as we made our way to the door. Coming off the escalator as she hooked her arm with mine, we shared a look of what we were going to do once this night was through. We stepped into the ballroom. Everyone dressed to impress. And that's when it struck. The black woman's redesigned malfunction. Here, the original woman. The woman, after seeing her beauty, he had to change the names of so many things as to remind him of her. The woman all women wanted to emulate. This woman. Even her breast milk chosen over another woman. The woman whose strength is unmatched. This woman, the black woman, when other women stand next to her, their looks are nothing more than a whisper of her beauty. This human being whom the sun chose to look upon gifted her with skin that comes in so many shades, choosing from the full spectrum. Now, it's the variety pack that doesn't know how to act. Changed to question reality. Blaming it on what's been put in her mind instead of believing her own eyes. Creating adaptations of herself, like a fetish with glue. Wonder how much passed through those pores onto the brain before they seal shut. Imitating eye and hair colors that came from a deficiency. Then taxing the eyelids with the added weight. How much strength will it later take just to open your eyes? Rejecting the sun's gifts for bleach. Transfer injections, overriding the counterbalance of weight, taxing bone and muscle groups with what they were not designed for. the whole idea is making biological think it needs to be artificial. Now, next, get the men to devalue women by becoming women. And all are confused. Now look at who is being targeted. Sir Lawrence.
Yes, sir,
you
bro.
Came with this. I see this. You came with this one. You came with this one. I see you, sir. I see you, sir. I likes. I'm curious. What headspace was you in when you put this together, though?
I was in a store, and I was walking through the store and. The line was drawn, and I said, "Oh, something has to be said," you know, because the question still remains: who said that looks good? Who said that?
Got you, Yo Van. What you think of the piece,
man? Sir Lawrence, he just got this way with these pieces, man. Who in the world says her breast milk was, what was that line? Her breast milk was not favorable?
Was chosen over.
Over.
Everyone.
Bro. You write some deep stuff in these pieces, bro. You got to be paying attention to catch these gems, these lines. But I dug the piece, bro. Dope ink, as always.
Right on.
Rain.
That was actually the line that stood out for me as well. I definitely respect his perspective. Thank you, King.
Thank you.
Now, Sir Lawrence, you got to go over to that dance, but I know you was just moving the shoulder, but them dancers over there, so you got to move just a little bit more than that shoulder, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to put the whole body in this time.
My bro, that's what I'm talking about. All right, brother, get on over there, man. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our brother, Sir Lawrence. One love, one mic. Take your socks off, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're still hearing the sound of my voice, great. If you are online, you have just a little under 3 minutes before you will no longer be able to hear the remainder of the show, which means you will get cut off online unless you dial in 319-527-6300 and press 1. Now, on this remix of the Get Down, I am your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. I'm joined by my co-host, J. Rob, the wise son, Mr. Dark Knight. And y'all, guest hosting with us this evening is none other than Rain herself. How y'all feeling, y'all?
I'm feeling amazing. Amazing.
Good. Wise
where,
son.
Where is that? J-Rob left us.
J-Rob ain't going nowhere. I'm trying to find a new edition. You know, can you make it rain? And I'm enjoying this show.
J-Rob.
I'm digging the poets. Huh?
I got a question for you.
I got
Why
an answer.
Why does Van not have my song in queue? I have one request. One.
I don't have your song in queue because I have to load these songs into the studio. And had you let me know earlier, I would have had it. But I do got what J-Rob was asking for. Oh.
There was a man. Can you stand the rain?
because y'all know that's
but
my favorite group. I can go in.
But this is why I asked Jay Rob and not you, because I know that you're not responsible right now. But that's okay. That's okay.
All right. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. But we're gonna bring in our next poet, y'all. DSR's own my brother, Mr. Boston, is in the building. What's going on, Mr. B?
What's good?
What up, kid? Oh, good, bro. How you feeling, man?
Man, you know what? I'm sitting here contemplating to publish my other page because they blocked me on all 10 of my other ones today for 7 days. So, and all because this dude put his 15-year-old daughter on Facebook in a see-through everything, and you could see, when I say see everything, you could see everything, and then she was squatted down. So I proceeded to say, where is her brain at? And he turned around and said, F me. So I responded with, look, F you too. This is my address and my phone number. Come on to California, and we can handle that right off the bat so you won't be such a pedophile with your own daughter. Okay? And it was just like that. The next thing I know, I got blocked for 7 days for saying that. And I'm like, wow. So,
yeah,
you know, right now,
freedom of speech is starting to be a thing of the past with some of these people, good brother. But I do have a question poetically for you.
What is that?
If I may ask. Well, poetically speaking, you know what we're doing. We're doing the remix show. So is your piece lock loaded and ready?
I think I could come up with something. Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
See, that's how professionals do it. They're like, I got something. Yeah, I'm loaded. Well, dig this, brother. Me, Van, and the lovely Can You Stand the Rain is going to get back behind the microphone and let you go ahead and get on down.
Okay,
yes, sir.
This piece is called A Closed Mind Mute. I came to commit some sin with my pen. This long, special 8-inch scriptor, she said, handsome. Have a beautiful day, feeling much equal. Baby, the only way I can accomplish that is if you let me dip my scriptor inside your secret inkwell with shallow trusting eyes dotting. Allow the ridge of my pen to stimulate your wet, tight, sensitive part of your fiery furnace hot on paper. Follow me on my journey to grow on your own journey while I pin your brains out. I want to empty my pen in you, your best outfit, girl. Put it on. Let me shine your diamond like I dip my pen in an inkwell. Make your spirit fly away like the soul of a crow. You will quietly trail behind like a well-pinned woman secretly mulling sexual suicide in your mind. She said, "Lo, you are something else. You never let me slide. Oh, my God, woman, no need to call on God. Only thing you will be yelling is, old Jeffrey, it hurts so good. You put it down like a god. She whispered, just the sound of your voice make my paper shudder to a cringe on autothrob. Make pleasure spiral through me, and it gets so wet. I said, my voice does what? It makes me want to do freaky orange spill 69, but I'm going to make you happy like a freak in a few minutes, ooh-wee. Baby, the juice of those succulent oranges squeezes all over my dick. Yeah. Yo, you ready to put your scripto in me, the museum of your mouth, and suck it for a slow hour and let me blow the first shot of ink in your mix so sweet nectar and orange juices all over my black paper? She couldn't wait. I hit that paper from the front, folded it back, hit that, had her folded like an envelope, hit in so hard on the floor, paper had carpet burns. Then I finished her in 20 sentences. Like I was surfing wet paper on Malibu, he had her ass talking in her sleep for 2 days. All she could say was, Jeffrey, oh, God. In her slumbering dreams, she's still calling Jeffrey. He was her extra something, intruding upon her erotic dreams, turning them into nocturnal rites and nights before all his deep apparent coming expose her to her wild, freaky sea that runs within her high, wet side. The man, the apple of my eye, and I needed you to cherish my wet, wet, super wet eye in a raspy voice. You put that football move on me, first down on my soaking wet paper, then straight down the middle. How you like the center of your paper on the flip side with the words ass all in my face. She was acting out in her sleep how I took my index finger and rubbed her paper up and down the creases in her paper. She said, please pop the centerpiece of this paper and lick the icing off my first paragraph. I admit it, I'm stealing it, and you scooped up my refill and let me tap off the extra on the side of your booty bow. Oh, my God, Jeffrey, as she weakened and awakened out of her deep slumber, was I dreaming? You close my moose is a speaking masterpiece. Enough, Mr. Boston, to be us all damn day.
You that dude for real. See, y'all, when a professional steps up to the mic, I said, you that dude for real. So when a, take notes, y'all. When a professional steps to the microphone, going through his pockets, he's like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't. You know what? Yes, I do have something. Peep this. That's Mr. Boston. That's what they do. That's how professionals get down. And when it's a DSR thing, they do it all damn day.
Damn day. Absolutely.
Love this, bro. Van Meadows, what say you?
You know, Mr. Boston just come through here all freak nasty, freaky, 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 diggy, diggy. So, yeah, that's my bro. That's my bro. But I'm going to let Rain, she's the female energy tonight, respond to that.
Oh, my God, I didn't know. I didn't know it was a female.
Check him, Rain.
Epiphany's live tonight, for real.
So listen, this fan says somebody shine my diamond, sexual suicide, finished her in 20 sentences. What? What? Yeah, that was, I enjoyed it.
Oh, my God.
I enjoyed every minute of it. Yes, indeed. Yes,
thank
indeed.
You.
I'm trying to find out what sexual suicide and finish me in 20 sentences. Shit. Let me get some of that.
Yeah. You know what? Connect with me, and then we'll write that piece for real.
That sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, you might. You might. After we get through writing that piece, you might want to go see some psychological counseling when we get through.
You leave her alone. You leave her alone, sir. You leave her alone. Van Meadows,
look, what say you? Man, listen.
You leave her alone, sir.
We We're going to send you on over to the dance floor, Mr. B, so we can get through the rest of these poems.
You stop
that. My brother, enjoy the remixes that are being played by the DJ tonight, my brother.
All right. You naughty guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our brother, Mr. Boston DSR all day, man. And we want to go, man, hold on, man. You know, there are some poets that, you know, they need like a, you know, like a proper introduction, you know, like the proper music, you know, the proper theme. So hold on.
Here in 1992, we present fabulous What's the Scenario remix. Whereas there are 7 MCs, 6 which are in physical form, 1 which is in spiritual essence, and he goes by the name of the...
Check the wild hope that answer, get God effing.
Shit.
I lay four shots, put man, I rip up stages. Lay down your weight, sound wild like Larry Davis. Extra, pick up a clip, I tear ass out the frame, and grab my dick.
And right there, it's Mr. Q. Show the verbal mind dancer, y'all.
Come on now.
Hey,
brother.
Hey.
Oh, man.
good with you, bro.
Hey,
what's
Greg,
going on?
Hey, what's up, Queen? What's up, Queen? J Rob the Wild Son, what's happening, brother?
Man. Salute, Daddy Smooth. How you doing, boy?
Oh, man, fantastic, man. Poetic, my brother. What's going on, brother?
What's good, my brother? How you feeling, man?
Oh, man, life is good. Life is good, man. Can't get no better. Well, it can, but yeah, life is good today. Life is good today.
Awesome. So now. Yes, ma'am.
I got a secret.
What's your
Did
secret?
Did you know that Joe popped his cherry on my show back in the day?
What? No. Joe, you dirty dog, you.
Hey, man. It was two of them. I was
dirty
double team.
Dog,
I had no choice.
Joe!
It was two of them. I was double team. I had no
That's
choice.
All right, bro. That's all right. Yeah. Well, in any interest of Rain, you know, being the guest co-host tonight, I'm going to let her do what she do tonight.
All right.
Joe, my love, are you locked and loaded, sir?
I'm locked and loaded, love. Locked and loaded. You know that.
Are you ready? Ready. All right. Well, I'm going to slide out of the way. I know the gentlemen already are ready, so get down.
All right. This is a remix from a piece called Rest Stop, but tonight we're going to call it Wet Spot. We came and there's one dry place to sleep. I tend to believe she purposely positioned herself on top of me. We tossed and turned, stopped and burned some smoke. I went mental on her gnawing on her boat. Somewhere in the middle of her limbs, I don't know. Smooth rump and I don't care who traveled there before. I'm sitting there. Pose for our road in her stinker, wondering where the KY could be. I wonder if I will her, would she crawl? Does she know I'll go wide and enjoy her pillow nail claws? Will she let it fly? Or is her freedom owned? And is she rocking with your boy? I feel more like holding that ass up to the heavens. The Far East assets. Living a life of personal gratification. So I ponder the possibilities of going deep. I look down on the wet spot on the sheets. Call it an epiphany. She's always been free. Unlike those before me, I saw her nature to crawl. Just as this lotion is the lube to her call. So my peace. Thank you.
Wait.
Give it to him, girl. Give it to him, girl.
Listen, Joe. Where's the rest of it? Where is the rest of it?
That's it. That's a remix. That was a remix of a short piece, baby girl. That's how they
go. Joe, listen. One dry place to sleep, holding ass up to the heavens, and pondering the possibilities of going deep. Shit. Indeed. All that in that little short little, okay. Okay, Joe. Okay. You all
Joe,
know.
I'm just going to say one word to you, bro. Damn. I'm good. Damn. Van Meadows.
Hey, man, like I said, man, you heard what the artist said in the song, man. He's a bad man.
Man, y'all did that right, bro. Y'all did that. That was tight. I dug that.
Yes, sir, bro. You the man, Joe. So now you got to get on over there to that Get Down dance floor, man, and you got to do a couple steps, man. These remixes is off the chain tonight, and they waiting on you over there.
Oh, man, y'all jamming.
I'm
going to
come teach them some steps in a minute.
Uh-oh, watch out there.
Backing on up.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our brother Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer, on his way to the Get Down dance floor. Man, we're going to keep it moving, y'all. Next on the mic, y'all, we got Jess J in the building. What's good with you, Jess J?
I got a complaint, man.
The complaint department is closed.
I need to talk to somebody from HR or something.
The complaint department is closed. They're just closed.
Wait a minute, man. Let me tell you what happened last Saturday. This great host, he was doing a great job on his show. And then his other half host had came in, and he laid down the etiquette on the way you're supposed to call into a show. I was ashamed.
What?
Because many of those infractions he had mentioned, I was guilty of.
What? Man, say it ain't
yeah,
so.
Yeah, J-Rob, put it down. J-Rob said he's not supposed to be calling in the back saying, hey, what turn am I? How far down am I? I was like, I'm guilty. J-Rob got on there. He was quick. He got off. I was guilty. Then that nigga
I'm
went
just
did
saying.
Two pieces. That nigga went did two pieces, man. Oh, no. I got to talk to somebody.
Well,
J-Rob,
unfortunately,
J-Rob,
human resources are closed until
man.
Monday.
I told them they closed.
I'm just saying that. Good piece, though,
so, J-Rob. Just Jay, brother man,
yeah.
You know, salute from the East, brother. But let me ask you, beloved, is your piece ready to spit?
Yeah, my piece is ready spit.
To be spat upon. Well, then, dig this, brother. I'm going to step out the way. I'm going to usher the lady to the left and give Van Meadows the right side of the stage, put you in front. We need you to go on ahead and get on down.
I'll be honest with you. This right here is a piece that I had did about a bird, about a swallow. I heard you guys were doing this thing, and sound like a real good idea. It was one of my pieces. I want the remix, so I'm about to get started with it. She is very nimble in her movements, slingshotting herself off of life's inclement weather, navigating obstacles and vortexes. Adversity is her energy, and she goes all in. As she sweeps her wings back and dives in a barrel roll, refusing to be confined, to be defined, even by gravity. Her grace on the wing has been something to behold. She is an exceptional creature of flight, and this is a partial recording of this one particular bird's inaugural flight, and me placing her movements to poetry. She meticulously places every twig in its place, her nesting habits. With earphones, I listen closely to decipher the pitches and tones of her language. She squawks so that I can understand better. I closely observe her feeding habits as her chicks hold their heads high as she drops choice nourishment into their mouths as they chant her praises. On rainy nights, she spreads her wings wide to cover dry, scared heads and cools a soothing sound to turn the thunder down. I am proud to be her companion. In peace.
Wow.
Oof.
My brother.
Okay.
I dug that remix, man. I dug that remix, man. You're talking about
I like where he went with that.
Yeah, man.
I just like which way he took this. But, you know, when I'm a fan of a brother's work, I just sit back and just enjoy because that's what fans do. So, Rain, what say you, beloved?
So, listen, the line that said refusing to be defined by gravity, I felt that shit. I felt that shit deep. Thank you, King. That shit resonated with me. Thank you.
Right. I appreciate it. I just tried to take the different little aspects of the birds and try to go ahead and more from over the things that everyday things.
Yes, indeed.
I appreciate
that.
You, bro. I appreciate that pen.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate your pen, man. You know how you do, bro. You're just phenomenal, bro.
I'm trying, man.
Nah, man. No trying. You are. Because you demonstrated. So keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Thanks, bro. Oh, yeah, J-Rob, man. No hard stuff, man. I thought he was going to kick in better, man. He stayed at home. I don't know.
I'm just a humble man. I'm just a humble man.
I'll give you another shot at it, J-Rob. Don't worry about it.
All right, bro. We're going to send you
all
on
right,
over
bro.
To the get-down dance floor, Jeff J, man. So you can, man, listen, thank you, bro. So you can go ahead and, I would tell you to sweat it out, but you like me, man. We ain't got no hair on top, man. So, you know, it's all right. It's all right.
AC don't. Be
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, our brother, Jeff J, going from Jeff J to Epiphany Host, man. Listen, I don't know what y'all do on Tuesday nights. But the Epiphany lineup that happens every Tuesday is bananas. And it is hosted by none other than our brother right here, Javi. What up, Javi?
What's going on? Can you hear me?
What's good with you, bro? Cuzzo! I can hear you just fine, man.
Cuzzo, what's happening? Hey, Ray.
Good evening, Javi.
What's going on? Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you,
bro.
I'm talking through the earphones. That's the reason why I was like asking. I was like, "Yo, can you really hear me?"
Yeah, you sound good, bro. Sound good, bro. Rain.
Thank you.
Actually, no, it's my turn, right? Is it my turn? It's my turn.
It's Rain's turn.
My turn. Okay.
It's Rain's turn.
Is it?
It's always Rain's turn.
I like that. I like where your head is at, bro. I like where your head is at. Rain, please, if you will.
How is your piece ready?
Yes.
I'm going to try to get on out your way and let you do your thing. Get down.
All right. I'm dedicating this to a few special people, but also because my cousin inspired the hell out of me, so I'm remixing what I normally do into this. Just tell me if you can hear that in the background.
We can hear it. It is a little loud, but we can hear it.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. How's that?
That's perfect.
Okay. She did not know that she was a rare treasure. Most times she stayed hidden, afraid to let the light of her spirit shine. She kept it inside, afraid to expose the love that was once held in the highest regards and cherished, only to see that love extinguished, blanketed by lies, contempt, and deceit. Deception mostly, she was told. He believed in her love. People would tell her the same things with the same results. Once they entered into her, they would lose resolve just as quick as they could orgasm. She became a non-believer, never expecting, always regretting the hurt and pain her cloak. She was always covered. And when he found her, her eyes were clouded, covered with the pain that stretched from eye to soul. She felt that her past was like a repeating alarm that rang every time she neared the hour to be close to anyone that might hear her heart. He never knew her, but he needed to learn, find out why, wipe the pain from her eye, break the chain on her heart that she was bonded by. Sweet words fed interest, and like food they nourished an emaciated belief. Like a flower crushed to earth, her love would rise again, stronger, more complete, taking action with wisdom, her third eye able to distinguish what is real. And if anything he said, her love had become sweeter, more like a tea steeped longer for flavor. She granted him tribute as he drank from her lips. She was a rare find, found in between the broken glass of relationships, hidden by passing fancies, tossed by fools who know not the value of love and its implements. And once they discovered in error the judgment on the matter, they flocked back, begging, pleading, wanting, wishing, crying out for that which was given so freely, that she might die for you. Life given through love is godlike, and they rejected it, pushed it aside for lust, all hot breath, wetness, and the lies they believed, that they were truly more desired, only to be left as empty and discarded as she was when they disposed of her. Soon she'd be found, tears washed away by care. Tossing, tears washed by care. Lies unfastened, her affection unbound. He said there's only the future, and moments gain value. Each second, we feel. And in finding each other, we become each other's treasure. Poem.
Okay, who goes first?
Man. Rain, go ahead, please.
Oh, I got to go first. Listen. So, she became a non-believer, never expecting, covered with pain from eye to soul. And then he landed with the third eye, able to discern what's real. And then that closing line, it took me out. Listen, I think that this resonates with every woman that's ever been broken and then healed by a love. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it.
Cousin, you got a lot of nerve. Taking a look at my happy birthday to Miles Davis and putting my favorite song to your piece. I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you for the next 30 minutes and then all is forgiven because that was dope.
I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you.
That was absolutely dope.
Thank you.
She digs you, so she ain't mad at you. I don't like you. I'm mad at you for 30 minutes. Then by 12:01, I'm going to be in love with you again because you family and I can't be mad at you forever.
Sure. Stuck with me.
Yeah, yeah, till they close the casket. And even then, I'm going to haunt your dreams. Van Metals, what do you think?
Yeah, bro. First of all, listen to this piece. I felt like I had a black and white television.
Mm.
And I saw a guy in like a Sandy Brown suit, at least from the black and white, no, it was Sandy Brown with the hat, smoking a cigarette. And this woman walks in, and the only thing that's in color is her red lips. While this is playing, bruh, this was dope. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed this. Thank you, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, let everybody know what you got on next Tuesday. Just next Tuesday, Happy. Just next Tuesday.
Okay, I wasn't going to speak on anything else in the next Tuesday. Well, next Tuesday, I was supposed to do one thing, but I'm not doing it. So I'm going to do some war counsel because we're going to talk about these relationships. And we're going to talk about what works better for you, being single, being married, or being poly.
Mm.
It's about to go down.
I dig that.
That sounds dope. I'll be there. Yeah, for sure.
I'm excited.
For sure.
I'm excited about that.
Now, my
which
brother.
Do you prefer?
Who?
No. Vin. Vin question first.
What do I prefer?
No, Vin. You had a question. You're about to say something.
Save it for Tuesday.
I was talking out loud. My bad.
All right, no problem. Ladies and gentlemen, check Javi out on Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Epiphany Radio. This Tuesday will be the War Council. I can't wait, Javi. But, man, I need you to get over there on that dance floor, man, and give the DJ, I need you I mean, you came not with CD, not with a cassette, but you came with that 12-inch remix vinyl that he's got to play. So I need you to take that over there and get that to him so we can get the party started, bro.
I feel like he took it back to my piece. I'm just saying.
Mm.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying that's how that is
really?
How the show started. I'm just saying. We did try to survive them, right?
All
right, Javi.
Uh-huh.
Get over there, bro. Get over there to that dance floor, bro.
Ridiculous.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
Well, Javi, thank you, bro.
Thank you.
Thank
man.
You,
we're going to go from Mojave to area code 346. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
There is no way.
Who's this?
This is the Shining Speaker. What's up? I'm like, y'all won't need to follow the King Dripper. There is no
yes.
way y'all won't need to follow.
You have to.
Okay.
You have
Thank
to.
You very much. All right. Okay.
Look at it
Dang.
Like this.
Right.
This is such an honor for us to finally get to hear you. Not you coming
wow.
on after the King Dripper. It is an
have
honor for
mercy.
Us to be blessed with
okay.
your voice.
It's working. Keep going. Yeah, it's working. It's working. All right. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Right.
The honor
love
belongs
it.
To
love
us.
Okay.
Indeed.
I'm going to try to do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Queen and
so,
King.
So, Ben got a question for
you.
You
you're welcome.
Ah.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Shiny Speaker, is your remix piece ready? Are you ready?
It is locked. It's locked and loaded. It is locked and loaded. I'm still hyping off of my but yes, it's still locked.
Oh, that's right.
It is locked and loaded. It is.
Okay. So we're going to step back, get out of the way, and let you go ahead and get down.
Thank you very much, King. This is a remix of a piece that I actually wrote as I was trying to do some clean erotica, believe it or not. I don't know if there's a such thing, but I tried it. And this is the clean version of a piece I call Rhyme Time. Should a heartbeat leave you moist? When you are the source, no choice, just dripping without reason. Still in season, it's you. Just the thought of your action, reaction, instant attraction, chain reaction, pleasant distraction. I want to see you. Beyond what people see every day, desire. It flows through me so that seeing you only fans a flame that never dies. Your hands feel without needing a map, fill in the gap, my twin peaks tell their tales. Zenith, pinnacle, apex, you have topped them all. With your caress, I confess, I can't express how obsessed I am with how you undress with finesse. But I digress. You touch with a tool used for pumping my chambers, my heart, beating a place where teasing tantalizes every turn. Tend your garden, feast on your flower. It is ripe and ready to be cultivated. Anticipation makes me shiver. Your eyes connect to mine and make me quiver. Your heart now feels the mist. It can't resist the feeling that it was made for this. Created to exist within true love's mist. What is this deep that I feel? Let me drown. I can't breathe, but who needs breath? The deeper I go, the stronger the flow, the affinity never plateaus. I grab what's closest, your zen gives me a dose. I suppose no prose could ever write every line to our copulation. It's not fornication, if only it was that simple. It's more like a infatuation, a fascination, utter passion and devotion to the motion of this ocean. My hips begin to move to the rhythm of the ride. Your eyes, yes, I notice you looking. You tighten your grip, not on my hips, not even your lips, but that place, yes, your place. It's yours. You got me lit. My mind says quit, but I admit my body wins every time. Pause is not a language you understand, because only after a minute you are right back in it, stroking me with love. I turn inside out, and then I shout words that have no clout, still no doubt unless you are in this pool with me. Now I'm breathing you in. I'm underwater, and so are you. I can feel it. I hear a rainbow. I see a symphony. I taste your essence and feel the silence spoken through a love unbroken. It's scary. The more I show, the deeper I flow, but I can't let go, though. If you asked me, I still wouldn't know. Could you release or cease and be at peace with no more yous and me's? Now I'm rambling or meandering, but you are moaning, and I have to close my eyes and try not to explode from the inside. It's orgasmic stimulation, excitation. You are my libation. Or am I yours? Your fixation, this sensation has me on a destination to intoxication. And I have arrived. I think this body has trembled to the point of transcendental metaphysical incandescence. Falling for you again and again. It's hopeless. I am in that place between delight and desire, ecstasy and appetite. I feel your caress inside my soul. Our soul has been met by a desire I can't forget, knowing we can trust where we're going. Please just let it be. You already have me. The flow is the key, so turn it. It's been too long. It's too damn strong, so how can it be wrong? It's out of sight. I don't want to fight. It feels so right. We see that light peaking in spite of our outright desire to do it again. So I'm high. Hold on tight, because it might take all night for this flight, but I don't mind, because I'm prime. You climb the recesses of my mind field, and oh, it feels so sublime. And it's real, this journey of our time, fixed in rhyme. And that's how I shine.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. We love the way you shine. I mean, I know you said it was clean, but
That was clean.
It was clean.
A couple joints
clean.
In there
that
definitely led
one.
You down the road.
This remix right here. I know you said it was clean. Late night,
what?
Clean.
It must be Angie on the mic. It was clean.
I just found my theme music.
That's my theme music.
But those piece, Rain, what you got for that?
Listen, that opening line, should a heartbeat keep me? What was it?
Can a heartbeat make me moist?
And then I was typing let me drown, and then I got discombobulated in a backspace, and I lost what. But that right there, the whole thing. Queen, listen, I'm with you. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a clean. The dirty had clips and all sorts. I was like, wait a minute, I need to pull back just a little bit and make a clean. Yeah, they took me there. They brought out, you know, an inner piece that I'm going to have to repent to later on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's all good.
Shining speaker. We're going to have a talk with you at the doors of the church so none of us burst into flames. I love this piece. If you have a chance, post this piece in the event page, because I really enjoyed this piece. Thank you, beloved.
Yes,
Van Meadows,
please.
Say you.
I would do that.
I mean, I had the theme song say everything for me. I mean, this was it was very clean. The piece was clean. Got me wanting to hear the dirty version so I can repent later, too. I'm just saying.
All of y'all need Jesus.
Yeah.
All of y'all need
Jesus.
Oh, no. I got them. I got them very, very intensely.
I play cards with Jesus. He said, your man got problems. Tell him to stop calling me.
Oh, my God. Is that what he said? Oh, my God.
All right. Shiny, speak good. Yes, absolutely. I'm going to send you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor. The DJ say, come on, he waiting on you. So get on over to have yourself a good time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
No, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Shining Speaker. Whew, my goodness, my gracious. Next up, area code 203. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
How y'all doing? It's Rome.
Rome. Oh, man, where you been, bro? Where you been?
You know, in the bubble, man. Here and there, roaming. Can't complain.
Good to hear from you, bro.
How y'all doing, man? How's everyone doing, man?
Fantastic over here, brothers. Good to hear your voice.
Man, it's good to hear y'all, man. Still putting on great shows like y'all do. Mother, man, it's much to enjoy. Inspired. I love it.
Facts. Well, good, brother. I'm going to cut straight to the chase. Is your piece locked and loaded? Because I'm a fan and I got to hear it.
In the chamber, God. Got you.
My man. Well, then me, the beautiful Rain, the brother to my left, Van Meadows, we're going to take a step back, let you step straight to the mic, and you go on ahead and get on down.
Appreciate you. Fast asleep in the cattle, harboring sicknesses, come to witness the fall of the sun, the dishonor of mice and men, and sort of hope you ain't shown, broke and rogue, I saw it then. Ain't life a bitch? Advice is this, caught up inside the vice of bricks. Penalties of war, mic the pen right like the sword, scribe skies like the wind, plenty pennies for thought, I think, the many reasons I can link and carry on like words can do, while I meddle with the birds who saw plainly, the small mainly, sitting to observe this chord train, and I wish you would, fill in a blank, to these sheet statements, briefcases for in and out of court, hear what I mean lately, you just got an arraignment. Blue blood of the night sky, settled red, rested in puddles, slumber pools on a dead end, as if a head rests what becomes of a curb, covers balls from strangers, not as thick as a sorrow's clusters, falling from mouth congested, those are the tears caught in the throat's releasing, gurgling screams to reasons, mixed like the river's blood, become crimson in the chips from the sediment, holds to a constant message, only the few were left with. Part of me.
That's that piece wrong?
Nah, my fault. Pain pieces of the stain settled in a burn from the morning rise. Sets from the churches. We remember a different pain, colored among the sediment, but yet the reflection is evident. Until the moments when come the rain, the memories kept at those until something has kept the page. Then some things will never change, but nay is never to blame. For paragraphs print and blank, in the aftermath, what can be left to say? I hear the serenades and the somber songs of sidewalks. No more affliction to tomorrow's. The banter of boulevards, baffled notes of the bystanders. Sounds like jazz hanging on the contemporary note of the concept. Music to the ears of death. High strung on the grim, reaching ear to ear. I advise you to listen closely to capture the attitude of the avenue. Attempt to appreciate a life worth taking. The balance being played for yours in respect before the feast. But still the table sit the set, for hunger's never curbed to the many. So worry the toes ahead, because the debt will be collected to the hours of your choosing. Matinees and evening shows and a regular for your endeavor. Your tickets have been purchased and the audience is always in the wonder for what you die for. And peace. My fault for them slits.
No, that's all right, bro.
So?
J-Rod.
Bruh, it's been so long since I heard you. You can't make a mistake that's going to make me hate your poetry.
Absolutely.
Yo, I'm happy to hear you again, man. We've missed you on the Get Down, bro. Van Meadows, what say you?
Yeah, man, Rome is my brother, man. I remember when I first came onto the scene, after all of the shows go off, this brother got a whole live call, man, where we all just on there at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning just spitting. Bro, good to hear you, bro. It's good to hear you, bro. Rain.
It was definitely a pleasure, and you got bars today for sure, so thank you, King.
Mm-hmm. All right, bar with the man. Man, you always welcome here, man. Don't be a stranger, man. Come on back, man. Do what you love doing, man.
For sure. I'm here, man. Appreciate y'all for real. Thank y'all for the platform.
Appreciate you, Bill. Appreciate you more, boy.
Going over there to that dance floor, bro, mingle, man, so everybody can give you that love, man, from missing you, you know?
Indeed, I'm on here to it, man. Maybe the
right,
long hours, you know, I ain't going to reach you the stars.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother Rome on his way to the dance floor. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Man. Next up on the mic, we got my Caribbean brother, Ed Burks. What's good with you, bro?
Yeah, man, everything cool, my brother. How you doing over there?
Well, I'm good, man. How you feeling?
Yeah, man. Everything.
You say, yeah, man.
Much respect, brethren. How are you this evening, huh?
Yeah, man, I'm cool. How you doing over there?
You can't complain, yeah. Though. Ja,
cool,
good
man.
To your boy. Ja, yes, being good
sir.
To your brethren. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, yes.
Listen, all y'all got a sister feeling some kind of way over here.
Ben, pass that on to our brother.
Absolutely. Me, brother. Me already know your piece is ready, but we're going to go ahead and get down, man. You ready?
Come on. We're ready.
He saw her with a conscious eye, beauty so fine. Gravity pulled me close. Her substance arose. Caribbean waves, motion, elegance behaves. Sexually stimulating her words and charm fascinating. Go beyond the physical and see her delightful. Kindred spirits awaken, kisses fascinating. Soft, sensual skin, ebony brown melanin. Can't wait to caress before I undress.
Yeah, man, she undressed, I undyed, man, with her eyes. Her lips kissed, I undyed, like rain. She elevates me spiritually into heaven. The God protects, I undyed, my love team. The native called me back a yard, see? To an island for strange beauty, a world of peace and love. Many nights, the same ecstasy. Sunrise is lovely in a great atmosphere. It's an amazing thing to see. The emerald ocean, the island breeze, the beautiful land of the ancestors. Slow kisses of rough pondy beach, see? Her jasmine danced through your mind. Her mouth is ripe as mango. Her kiss is sweet as wine. Amen. Rastafari, sing.
Ben?
Yes, sir. That's that piece, y'all.
That's a pleasant surprise. I'm digging that.
Listen.
I'm digging. I see you.
Ooh,
I see you.
Brother, man. This is me Caribbean brother, man. When I tell you, this is me brother. This is me brother for real, man.
I'm grateful for family. I am grateful for the family bond.
Yeah, man. I like that, yeah.
Yes. That was divine. Thank you, gentlemen.
And you only gave a little bit to go with, but I see where you're going. I like.
Yeah, man.
Did that 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And yeah. It was straight fight, and I ran across, so we did it.
Yes.
And did respect.
We respect you, too.
Yeah, cool.
Absolutely, brother. King Chango is his name, y'all. That's me, brother. Caribbean
mm-hmm.
brother. Well, my brother.
Thank you, King.
You're welcome. Me, brother, I thank you for the opportunity to scribe with you. I look forward to doing it again, me, brother. Anytime.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bless it.
All right, brother. Get on over to that Get Down dance floor, man. Enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic, me, brother.
Hello, cool.
That is me, Caribbean brother, Ed Burks. Man, I've been waiting to do this all night. All night. When I say all night, man, y'all had no idea what I mean. All night.
Yo, sneaky self. I see how you get down.
You
gotta let the co-host know. I only been hosting with you going on 3 years. You gotta let the co-host know I hate you.
Man, I love you too, bro. But,
wow.
But listen,
that was,
man.
That was
listen,
dope, though.
I
can't
love
front.
It.
That was dope.
Listen, I love it, love it, love it. He ain't got to like it. I love it.
Thank you, Ring.
That's because she thinks you're nice. That's because she thinks you're nice.
I mean, Poetic and I got this music vibe going thing. You know, we got to love some music.
Do.
So.
LSP.
Speaking of that, right, there's a remix that some of y'all probably didn't even know was out there. Because I love music.
Mm-hmm.
So check
mm-hmm.
this out. Check this out.
I'm ready.
Hello, Kim.
What?
What's wrong, Bob?
I couldn't get through.
What'd you say?
I couldn't get through. I don't know. Either she's not home or there's something wrong with my phone. Well, just try it again, that's all.
Yeah, she's got to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I don't think there's anything wrong with your phone. Maybe you just dialed the wrong number or something.
Well, just call her again, Bob. She got to answer sooner or later.
Yeah, I'll call her.
Hello?
Come
in, please.
I told you.
Yes, I did not know. Who is that?
That's New Edition.
Who is that? Did a remix?
Yeah, back in the
Let
day.
Let me find
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Let me find out. I did not know. I was like, this sounds like.
Come on now.
Yes,
I know. I be on it, man.
Yeah,
man.
You'll be on it. Wait, hold on.
I'll throw back.
Yeah.
Remix that.
1964 throwback.
I'm going to the dance floor.
Let's do it.
Come on and move your body like a snake, ma. Shake it till it gonna break, ma. Don't hold back, let it go, ma. Let your money make a.
Man, let me stop. Listen. Thank y'all so much, man, for this show, man. Oh, my gosh. We're going to start with last words. We are going to start with our lovely guest co-host of the evening, Rain.
It was such an honor to join you gentlemen this evening. My face hurts because I've been laughing and smiling all night. My cheeks literally hurt. Every poet that hit the stage tonight was dope. I am just honored to be here, and thank you all for having me.
Thank you. J-Rob, the wise son.
Van Meadows, Lady Rain. Tonight has been absolutely magnificent.
Yeah.
And I wanted to just say thank you for accepting the invitation to join us on the Get Down. That made tonight extra special. Van Meadows, you already know who loves you, bro. I can talk about you from now until the day God takes me home, and I couldn't use the same word twice to describe how much I love my brother. Just know when we do the Get Down, man, when we do shows like this, when we have beautiful guest hosts like her,
It makes this show even that much more spectacular, and I couldn't think of a better brother to do this with, man. Salute, sir.
Man, thank y'all so much. Let me give it back to J-Rob, the wise son, my brother, co-host, bro. You know, they say that blood is thicker than water, but I have to disagree. Because me and this brother, like we were born from the same womb. And I love this brother. Thanks for hosting the show with me, man. I appreciate you. The lovely, lovely, and talented Rain, thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for allowing us to kidnap you for 3 hours out of your day to join us here on the Get Down. And just basically because you inspired the show, right? So
very.
We appreciate you. You have no idea. J-Rob talk about a lot of things. We talk about a lot of shows because we really love the Epiphany Radio universe and you guys as poets. And when you came through week before last and you said what you said, that's it, Jay. And I called Jay immediately. And we talked about it. We said, yeah, that's it. So I appreciate you and thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I would never tell y'all no. That's it. Just know that. Y'all always going to get
Thank you
me.
So much. I love it. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Ladies, thank you.
Of the Epiphany Radio universe, Epiphany Radio thanks you. We as hosts thank you because without you, there would be no Epiphany Radio. So we do not take your time for granted, your contributions for granted. We love you because when you're here on Epiphany Radio, on Spreaker, Spotify, Blog Talk, iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Google Play, CastBox. Now listen, YouTube, man, you're being heard across the globe, so we thank you for being a part of this. To our CEO, thank you again. If you guys know the CEO, reach out to him and just tell him thank you. Thank you goes a long way. Join us tomorrow night for Express Your Vibe, hosted by Ms. VIP and co-hosting with her is yours truly, Poetic. Can't wait to see y'all there. Then you can check us out on Saturday for Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with your host, Van Meadows. And I will have a topic for you guys tomorrow. I'm going to do open mic on Saturday, but we are going to discuss the topic. After all, it's Let's Talk About It. Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours, really Poetic. Monday nights, the Soul Cafe, For Real, the Poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, Essentially Janice, La Perla Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday nights, our War Council with Mojave. Don't want to miss that. Wednesday nights, the Love Zone, Miss VIP and La Perla Negra. And guess what, y'all? We'll be right back here next week for another edition of The Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And who knows? We don't know who might be in the hosting seat next week. It could be you. So stick around. I got one last remix, y'all, that I'm going to go out with. Because y'all know, first of all, y'all know I'm a huge New Edition fan, right? But I'm also a fan of those individually when they broke off. DBD, Johnny Gill, Ralph Tresvant, Bobby Brown. So here's one for DBD. right, that's enough of that. The album is WBBD Boot City, the remix album. Check it out, because that original version sounds nothing like that. It features Johnny Gill, Ralph Tresvant, and Bobby Brown before they actually got back together as No Addition. Holla at your boy. I kind of know all of that stuff, but one love, one mic. Good night, y'all. Peace. Remember to continue taking your socks off. Baby, baby. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.